In Kenya, President William Ruto says he will not sign into law a controversial tax bill. The bill has sparked widespread protests in the country. More than 20 people have died in these demonstrations. Protesters stormed parliament buildings and set fire to parts of it on Tuesday. Reporter Emmanuel Igunza is in the capital, Nairobi, and joins us now. Welcome.
Well, good evening.
Good evening. So why does the president of Kenya seem to be making this U-turn now?
Well, he made this televised address to the nation earlier on today. And just to remind you, this comes after a week of deadly violent protests that culminated in the violence we saw yesterday, which saw protesters storm part of parliament. They set part of it on fire. And parliament had just passed the controversial finance bill that was seeking to significantly raise taxes. So last night, he was very defiant, calling some of the protesters criminals and promising tough action. But today, his tone was one of reconciliation.
I run a government, but I also lead people. And the people have spoken. And listening keenly to the people of Kenya, who have said loudly that they want nothing to do with this Finance Bill 2024, I concede I will not sign the 2024 Finance Bill.
Well, this is a big blow for him. He's been pushing very hard for the finance bill, has given it his personal backing, and he's faced huge criticism on his handling of the protests. But he maintains that even today that the country needs an additional $2.9 billion in taxes to pay off huge public debt, much of it owed to China.
Well, what has been the response so far to his sudden change in tone and direction?
When he made the announcement, President Ruto was applauded by members of his ruling party who were with him at the State House. But the public reaction has been very different. People are still very defiant, very angry, and insist that they will go on with planned protests tomorrow. First, to mourn those who have died during the last few days of violent protests. And then the protests themselves have also been triggered by the proposed tax law, but they have now morphed into a referendum of sorts of Ruto's presidency and all MPs who backed the bill earlier this week. I spoke to one protester, Atman Charo, who has been to every protest since they began last week.
We don't believe his words. Yesterday he spoke. Today he has spoken different things from yesterday. Yesterday he said it was a treasonous act. A youth's life is more important than the finance bill. We have survived without that finance bill. So let it not be an issue right now.
Listening to his words, Emmanuel, I'm wondering, how do you think these recent events have damaged President Ruto's reputation, both in Kenya and maybe even internationally?
Well, domestically, he's facing his biggest test yet since he came into power 2 years ago. So he has a lot of work to do here. And internationally, he's emerged as a strong ally of the West, particularly the U.S. He's received a state dinner by President Biden. Kenya has also been declared a non-NATO ally, in the only country in sub-Saharan Africa. But he has faced criticism from the UN, the US, and the African Union of how he's handled this protest. So it's really difficult to see how he can salvage his reputation internationally and also here domestically in Kenya.
That is reporter Emmanuel Igunza in Nairobi. Thank you so much, Emmanuel.